for calling UPMC Community Health Choices Service Coordination.
Your protected health information is treated and kept in accordance with all privacy laws. Please note, this call may be monitored and is being recorded. We welcome your feedback on your experience today, as it helps us to improve our service. Please stay on the line after your call for a brief survey. Please hold. Your call will be answered by the next available representative.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling UPMC, CHC Service Coordination. You're on a recorded line. My name is Heather. How can I help you?
Hello, how you doing? My name is Robin, calling from Family First Care. Patient coordinator here at the agency. Trying to get in touch with Sakhar Sadi.
I can check to see if they're available for you. You said your name was Robin?
Yes.
And a good callback number for you?
267-551-7404.
Is that a direct line?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have your tax ID number handy?
Yes, I do. 822-843555.
And the participant's name and date of birth?
Sally Rich, DOB 121647.
And bear with me for one moment. What was the last name?
Rich. R-I-C-H.
Do you have their Medicaid ID number?
Yes, give me one second.
All right, let me try that. Bear with me. And her home address and phone number?
502 Highland, Connecticut Building. Is it Connecticut? No. Highland CT Building, sorry. Wayne, PA, 19087.
Thank you. And her phone number, if you have it?
445-208-7676.
Thank you. All right. And what can I put
so
in there?
This is, this is regarding her end date for her authorization was on the 9th. So as of 10-10, there is no authorization. I wanted to see if you guys got updated.
Okay. And you said the best number to reach you at is 267-551-7404?
Yes.
Okay. Bear with me. I'm just trying to get the message typed up for you. Looks like she's out doing home visits right now. All right. I'm going to give this message to the service coordinator right now. I would just give her until the end of the day on Wednesday to reach out to you. That's just the time frame that they are given. she may reach out sooner than that. But I put the information in the message that she's fully aware.
So we're closed on Tuesday and Wednesday.
You'll be back Thursday?
Yeah, I'll be back Thursday.
Tuesday, Wednesday. Is that every week?
No. This is just for the Jewish holiday. That's all.
Got it. Okay. All right. Okay, then I'll just put it in for her to reach back out to you on the 16th, okay? At most, because if you're not there Tuesday and Wednesday,
yeah, that should be more than enough time
okay.
for her to.
Sorry, I was trying to think of the words to say, but it wasn't coming out. It's been a day. I'm so sorry.
That's fine. I already know, but that should be more than enough time. I just need her to give me a call back on the 16th because my payroll goes in the 16th. So if the authorization's not in, then A doesn't
okay.
get paid.
Yeah, that'll probably be like that'll be the latest day that she'll call you, because I don't know when she'll be back in today. It's really hard to say when they're out doing home visits because sometimes they could run a little longer than anticipated. So if anything, you'll hear from her by the 16th, okay?
Okay, no problem. Thank you.
You're welcome. Is there anything else I could do for you today?
Nope, that's it.
All right, thank you for calling UPNC, Robin. You enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome. Bye-bye.